Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy with a high nearing 81. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight with a low around 61. A slight chance for some rain early on Wednesday, then partly sunny with a high of 79. Partly cloudy with a low around 57 Wednesday night. More sunshine on Thursday with a high of 88 and rain showers possible Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Douglas County officials believe the van involved in a hit-and-run crash that killed a 9-year-old girl on Saturday has been located. However, the driver remains on the run. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said the transit van was located in the greater Kansas City area. Brooklyn Brewer, 9 of Eudora, died from injuries she suffered in the Saturday afternoon crash on East 1900 Road and K-10 Highway. Brewer was a passenger on the back of a motorcycle that was driven by her grandfather, Barry Larson, 54 of Eudora. Riley County law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for alleged assault in Manhattan. Just after 10 a.m. on Saturday, officers filed a report for aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer and felony interference with a law enforcement officer in the 400 block of South 5th Street in Manhattan. That's according to Riley County Police Department activity report. A Riley County Police Department officer was listed as the victim. Officers arrested 43-year-old Joseph Stepney of Manhattan in connection with the incident. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit limit, down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. With credit tax and fees, expires month end.
Just after 3:30 a.m. on Sunday, Topeka Police Department responded to a report of a motorcycle versus passenger vehicle accident at Southeast 6th Street and Southeast Chandler in Topeka. That's according to Police Lieutenant Jerry Monasmith. When officers arrived on scene, they found one victim in the roadway. The victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. Following an investigation by the Topeka Police Department Accident Reconstruction Team, police arrested 23-year-old Giovanni Ariano of Topeka on requested charges of murder in the first degree, aggravated assault, and reckless driving. That's according to Monasmith. Police have not released the victim's name. A truck sustained more than $500 in damage after someone attempted to steal gas from it over the weekend in Manhattan, authorities said. The attempted theft was reported around 1 p.m. Saturday in the 900 block of Osage Street. According to the Riley County Police Department, a 56-year-old male reported that someone attempted to steal gas out of his 2010 GMC Sierra truck, damaging the fuel line. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A group that wants to legalize medical marijuana in Nebraska sued the state on Monday to try to overturn a requirement that makes it harder to qualify for the ballot by forcing petitioners to get signatures from a large number of rural communities. The federal lawsuit comes after the group Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana lost one of its biggest donors for...
Elder
abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard an update from the American Rescue Plan Grant Administrator regarding premium pay. The board has discretion on who receives premium pay, which can include former employees as well as employees who have already received COVID bonus pay. Engineering fees for the new jail project cannot be paid out of rescue plan funds, as the jail itself is considered a gathering place. However, fees may be used for COVID-related accommodations as that project progresses. Public Works Administrator reported it would probably be mid-June when Hall Brothers get started resurfacing the back parking lot at the courthouse. County Councilor drafted a letter to the Department of Transportation regarding curves on North Highway 99 safety issues. No further action was taken at this time. Tax sale publication is complete, allowing a consent judgment through district court. They will then be able to proceed with a tax sale. Plans are underway for the Northeast Kansas County Officials meeting, which will be hosted by Marshall County September 23rd. The board briefly discussed the jail project. USDA pre-application has been completed, and the board will meet with representatives regarding interest rates soon. Washington County Community Foundation will host Match Madness Tuesday, May 17th. Contributions that day will be matched up to 50% with a $7,000 pool through Citizens National Bank, Central Valley Ag, and HERS Machine. Online donations may be made through the organization website, WashingtonCountyCF.org. They may be mailed to P.O. Box 24, Washington, dated no later than Tuesday, and cash or checks will be accepted through any Community Foundation board member. They include Clarice Oldie, Chad Hilton, Mary Spence, Stephen Hendrickson, Doris Naniga, Deborah Hattisall, Mike Peters, William Slaughter, Deborah Tillinghast, Tina Ulick, Steve Wieters, or Shelley Baxter. Proceeds may be directed to the Washington County Opportunity Fund, which underwrites annual grants to local nonprofits, or the Administrative Fund, which supports the organization efforts. Again, their website for more information is WashingtonCountyCF.org. Nemaha County Commissioners heard an update from the Planning Commission at their last week's meeting. They've identified the different special interest groups and plan to interview them to understand what they consider to be the key issues affecting Nemaha County. Kylie Bergstrom with the Seneca Chamber of Commerce advised several local counties are interested in applying for historic byway status for the Pony Express route through Kansas. This could include Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. The Nemaha County Sheriff has a suspect in custody in connection with a pair of vehicles stolen in the Seneca area last week, and Marysville Police received a stolen vehicle report last week as well. They remind residents to remove keys from ignition and parked vehicles. David Bargan, a Lincoln attorney from Adams, has been approved by the Nebraska governor as a district court judge in the 1st Judicial District, which includes Fillmore, Gage, Jefferson, Johnson, Nemaha, Odo, Pawnee, Richardson, Saline, and Thayer counties. His practice includes municipal and governmental law, water law, and civil litigation. Lean A. Digg, age 87, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Doris M. Dottie Dice, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Dottie Dice. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chili, cinnamon rolls, celery and carrots, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, salmon, baby bakers, asparagus, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Needing to add some color to the yard? Well, you're in luck. The Can't Miss Flower Shop along the highway in Blue Rapids has what you're looking for. Jan and the team at the Riverside Market not only can accommodate your flower arrangement needs, but they also have a vast selection of bedding plants, flowers, and hanging arrangements. While you're there, don't forget to step inside and get yourself a fresh sandwich from the deli. That's the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms expected today, and temperatures will stay a bit cooler. Showers will continue overnight tonight and lead into Wednesday morning. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Showers continue overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s throughout Missouri. Clearing up throughout Wednesday with some sunshine and our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s in Iowa, the lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday before another chance for some rain over Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. Record high in the state, 96. The average low, 55, and the record low is 30. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. A few strong storms possible, mainly late this afternoon. Better chances for severe weather later overnight with storms moving southeast from Nebraska. North-central, northeast, east-central Kansas. Greatest chances for some storm activity, including large hail, damaging winds at times. Cannot rule out some flash flooding or tornadic activity, although just heavy thunderstorms at this point are the better chance, mostly overnight. Sunshine waking up 63 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 17th of May. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Congratulations, Marysville High Class of 2022. From Key Caper and Bussing, CPA. Charlotte Collision Center, State Farm Insurance, John Bannister, Enan's Automotive, Tents Disposal, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, First Commerce Bank, and Reflections Hallmark. This year's graduates include Daniel Ackerman, Cyan Fargo, Ashlyn Ballman, Cody Barnes, Christopher Bartles, Kai Barton, Macy Behrens, Leanne Booth King, Jody Borgerding, Hiley Carrillo, and Sasha Carrillo. Congratulations to the class of 2022 from Marysville High School, from our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. And congratulations to our Sports Booster Scholarship winner, Grace Schroller.
Has your life changed? So should your health insurance. The Northeast Kansas Community Action Program can help you find the coverage that you need after a new job, marriage, or child. Our certified navigators provide free, unbiased enrollment assistance. Call 785-742-2222 today. You may qualify to enroll now based on income or life changes, and our navigators can help. Call NECAP, Inc. today at 785-742-2222. That's 785-742-2222.
All baseball Monday night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs taking the night off, baseball got all the attention. Extra innings in Kansas City where Luis Robert's 10th inning blast was the difference in a 5-3 White Sox victory.
0-1, hit in the air out into deep left center. Way back there, that baby's gonna go!
On WMVP, the Sox wasted Johnny Cueto's first start of the season, six innings of scoreless ball. Before the game, the Royals fired hitting coach Terry Bradshaw. Kurt Casley homered twice, and Mike Yastrzemski added a go-ahead solo shot in the top of the ninth. Giants edged the Rockies 7-6. The Cubs erupted for eight first-inning runs en route to a 9-0 drubbing of the Pirates. Wilson Contreras with the big blow.
And he drives one in the air to left center field and deep. This ball's back to the wall. It's got a chance. Grand slam.
On WSCR, it was Contreras' 100th career home run. Another big first inning last night, this one in Texas. The Rangers dropping six on Noah Syndergaard and the Angels. Texas holding on for a 7-4 win. Brewers hurler Freddy Peralta bested the Braves' Ian Anderson in a pitcher's duel. Milwaukee blanks Atlanta 1-0. Peralta allowed just two hits and seven scoreless. The only run coming in the sixth when Hunter Renfro scampered home on Anderson's wild pitch. The Red Sox scored three in the eighth to rally for a comeback win over the Astros.
Here's another 2-2 to Bogarts. Swing and a drive to left field. Way back. Gone! Into the monster seats. A two-run bomb for Bogey.
On WEEI, 6-3 the final. Houston starter Jake Odorizzi was taken off the field on a stretcher in the fifth after falling and appearing to injure his leg. The team says he has lower leg discomfort and will get an MRI. The Yankees stayed hot, launching three homers in their seventh win in eight games, 6-2 over the Orioles. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Auction for Daryl Totten will be held Saturday, May 21st at 414 C Street in Greenleaf starting at 10 a.m. Yard equipment includes a 1948 Alice Chalmers G tractor, a like-new PJ two-wheel flatbed trailer, a John Deere 425 lawn tractor, and a Dixon and Toro Titan zero-turn mower. Lots of antique radios and related equipment along with other households to sell. For complete listings and pictures, go to BoughtRealtyAuction.com. Again, that's May 21st at 10 a.m. in downtown Greenleaf. Auction conducted by Bought Realty and Auction.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA announced yesterday that commodity and specialty crop producers impacted by natural disaster events in 2020 and 2021 will soon receive emergency relief payments. The payments totaling about $6 billion comes from the Farm Service Agency's new emergency relief program to offset crop yield and value losses. Ag Secretary Vilsack said the emergency relief payments will help offset the significant crop losses due to major weather events in 20 and 21 and help ensure farming operations are viable this crop year. Back in September, President Biden signed into law the Extending Government Funding and Delivering Emergency Assistance Act. That included $10 billion in assistance to farmers impacted by wildfires, droughts, hurricanes, winter storms, and other eligible disasters experienced during the calendar years of 2020 and 2021. FSA recently made payments to ranchers impacted by drought and wildfire through the first phase of the Emergency Livestock Relief Program. More details, including eligibility, online, fsa.usda.gov. The Biden administration has announced the nomination of Alexis Taylor as USDA Undersecretary for Trade. Taylor currently serves as the Oregon Director of Agriculture after previously overseeing USDA's farm and foreign ag services during the Obama administration. Taylor's from Iowa and moved to Oregon after working 12 years in D.C. U.S. Grains Council President CEO Ryan LeGrand congratulated her by saying she's highly qualified to be USDA Undersecretary for Trade. National Association of Wheat Growers Chandler Gould says she'd worked with her over 15 years and knows the industry appreciates her experience and understanding of agriculture. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's the latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, it's not unusual to get some interesting facts out of research. And here we have research that's been done with 24,000 adults all over several countries. The question, would you change from a beef burger to a fake burger because of climate change. You know, there's a lot of talk about how many problems cattle in the feed yards present to climate change. None of them can be proven. Some, yeah, it sounds right. Most are fake numbers. I got to tell you, very disappointed in the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United States, who says 14.5% of global greenhouse gas emissions is coming from livestock feedlots. They can't prove it. Nobody believes it. And in fact, there's research after research that shows that those figures aren't even close. So much for that. We'll put it over there and let her hunt. In the meantime, are you going to change because of that issue from eating a good piece of meat to, I think that's, I don't know what it is, folks, but it's not meat. In any event, here's the results. It looks like 68% of the adults across countries and 24,000 people said that 44% of them will replace or eat less meat because of it. 68% will never change. I think that 68% is too low. The talk is going on. The promotion by these people, fake meat, is going on. And naturally, that's going to take some business away from real meat. But in any event, it's nice to see these figures from so many people across the world, not just the United States. Hey, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a good hamburger.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR return, and vehicle with credit plus tax and fees. Expires month's end.
Does your spring planting schedule take into account the phase of the moon? All about planting by the moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 17th, the 137th day of the year. Actress Maureen O'Sullivan and boxer Sugar Ray Leonard were both born on this day. For centuries, farmers have adjusted their planting schedule according to the moon phase. Above-ground crops are said to do best when planted by the light of the moon. That doesn't mean planting at night, but during the weeks when the moon is waxing or between new and full. Below-ground crops are best planted by the dark of the moon or when the moon is waning. Above-ground plants are best set out after the new moon occurring this month on the 30th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about moon phases and find our planting dates guide online anytime. Just visit almanac.com.
Sunshine 63, we'll look for highs around 80, repeat high today, but higher humidity levels later today may prompt some thunderstorm development. Late this afternoon, better chance later this evening. Some could be severe with hail, high winds, the greater threat. Stay tuned, we'll keep you up to date in the case of severe weather.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. On Monday, the Royals announced changes to their big league coaching staff, parting ways with Kansas City's hitting coach since 2018, Terry Bradshaw, effective immediately. The Royals lineup has struggled for most of the season so far. Alex Zumalt, Senior Director for Player Development and Hitting Performance, and one of the key voices in the organization's development of recent top prospects, will join the big league staff full-time to oversee all hitting efforts. Three Wichita State pitchers combined on a one-hitter as the Shockers offense banged out a season-high 18 hits as WSU routed number 24 Oklahoma 18-0 on Monday night at X Stadium. The win represents the largest margin of victory in the history of the series, as well as the most runs the Shockers have ever scored against the Sooners. The Shockers now head to Florida for their final conference series of the season beginning Thursday night. First pitch at South Florida is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder Track Team. Good luck, boys and girls, at the regional track meet. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. C&K Services wishes all the athletes on the Sabetha High School track team good luck at the upcoming track meet. We know the boys and girls will race, jump, and throw their way to victory. Let's go, Blue Jays. From your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support the local athletes. Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance wishes the Centralia track team good luck at regionals. From Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units. No job too big or small.
KNDY.
I have crossed the mighty ocean with the wind upon my sail. Done some dancing with the devil. Held a dragon by the tail. I have laid down with a lion, cooed with the dove. Watched the ways of the wicked turning into love. In this world of many wonders, I have seen a thing or two, but nothing compares like you. I have walked a painted desert with many colors in my eyes. Woke to hear the raging thunder. I seen the fire up in the sky. I heard the prophets and the poets speak of fortune and of fame. Stood before the heavens, calling every star by name. In this world of many wonders, I have seen a thing or two. Nothing compares to a girl like you. A girl like you, still heavenly, to be sitting sad and lonely. Darling, if there's anything I can do,
the same. I wish that I knew how to make you notice, make you see.